For years, researchers with Texas A&M University have been studying how to develop cattle that are heat and drought tolerant. And while crossbreeding isn't anything new, it's become more prominent among Texas ranchers as dry, hot summers become more common. And for those ranchers, hybrid cattle can offer more advantages than just heat resistance. Joe Pascal's with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service.
If you improve adaptability to a climate, you improve fertility, you improve growth, okay? And so you improve overall profitability. They grow more, they produce more, but generally at a lower cost because they don't require as many resources.
Pascal says that the reason why people use crossbreeding in cattle and nearly every livestock species is because of something called hybrid vigor. That's the improvement of any biological quality, like heat resistance, in a hybrid offspring. But it could take years to see the end result from crossbreeding. Emily Jane McTavish is a PhD candidate with the University of Texas at Austin.
One of the things that breeding and selection takes is a lot of time. So with cattle, it's hard to kind of rush that process if you have to wait, you know, at least 2 years for every generation. That's one of the advantages of natural selection is it has been happening for a very long time.
But McTavish says that the benefit of crossbreeding is that more is known now about the genotypes of cattle. And as research continues to advance, Pascal believes that hybrid cattle will become popular among ranchers in the future.
Corn is high, okay, transportation is high. All of our costs have increased. And so, you know, we're going to have to rely more on breeding cattle to fit the environment, whatever that environment is, okay, than on trying to modify that environment.
To that end, researchers are looking to animals that have thrived in dry, hot areas around the world. Some crossbreeding uses the genes of cattle from Africa and India to create more heat-tolerant hybrids. Carlos Morales, KUT News.